or special music. I just want to just say that if you look in the bulletin, you'll see some names. I just want to ask us also to pray for Brother Joe. He was supposed to be the speaker this morning, and for some reason, he couldn't make it. So I'm also going to ask you again to pray a special prayer for Brother Ron because he was notified very late. So as he speak to us this morning, let us send up a prayer for him that God will speak through him. And I am not Brother Crit. Of course, Brother Crit will be speaking. Brother Joe, like I said, was unable to be here. So pray for him. So whatever situation is, that God will see him through.
All praises to our God and King, Jesus Christ, his Son. Good morning, church. Happy Sabbath. All right. Let's thank God for his grace and mercy. How is everyone doing this morning? Good? Praise God. Praise God. So I have a song for you this morning, one of my favorite hymns. I sing it all the time, and I feel like today, particularly in the times we're living in, it's much more appropriate. So I pray that you are blessed. Give me here. Okay. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here. Until the Son of God appears, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her way to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Oh, come, desire of nation, bind all people in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Roman, for this rendition. O come, Emmanuel. I want to thank Brother Lenvall for clear this up. I am not Brother Joe Pereira. For those of you who are visiting, if you look, Brother Joe's supposed to be here, but he's not feeling well. Keep him in your prayer. This morning, I want to speak to you regarding a story in the Bible that I really like. I don't know if you notice, I like the stories in the Bible. This morning, the title of the sermon is Trust and Obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way. Let us pray. Father God, please speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I got a call late last night that Brother Joe doesn't feel well. And Pastor asked me if I can do something. But when you are a soldier, you should be always ready. The songwriter says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shed on our way. While we do his goodwill, he abides with us still, and when with all who will trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord, sometimes we run into situation we have ever experiencing before. And God, with an attempt to bring our lives up to another level in our Christian experience, permits something to happen in our lives over which we have absolutely no control. And only when we get to heaven by his grace, then we will understand why. So I want to let you know this morning that we need to press on. We need to hold on. We need to have faith in God. You do this, whatever happened, just hold on to God, because the best lives here on earth are subject to trials. And God uses problems of our lives to direct us. Proverbs 20, verse 30 says, blows that hurt cleanse away evil. God used problems to inspect us. James 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, count it all joy when you fall to diverse temptation. God is trying to get your faith to a place where he can say, it's all right. God uses problem to correct us. The psalmist David said on Psalm 119, verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your way. God uses problem to protect us. In Genesis 20, 50, verse 20, the Bible says, Joseph speaking, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good. God uses problem to perfect us. He says we glory in tribulation in all of our trials of life, because it's established hope within us. Here is a story I want to let you know that God placed in this book at this time of life so that we can understand where he want to take us. The polishing of diamond and take away wars from silver is not an easy process. Sometimes with a lot of difficulties and adversities. God speaks not always in our ears, but God speaks to us through the circumstances of our lives. This morning, I want you to read with me in the Second King, the book of Kings, the Second King, chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. I want you to read with me. It's a very touchy story, and I like it very much. And how God take care of us. We're going to read this together. I want the church to read 2 Kings verse 4, verse 1 to 7. That's corporate worship. Together. A certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant fear the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set it aside, the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest." This is a simple, touching story of a poor widow woman, lonely, bleeding heart, desolate. The world is cold. The world is smiling on her face on her days of prosperity. You see, she was nourishing in the laps of luxury, but the world can get awful fickle. You know what I'm talking about. Some of your good friends, all of a sudden, they drop. Like leaves in autumn. Go ask the prodigal son, and he will tell you, when he had money, he had a lot of friends. Lose it, he lost all of them. The world turns its back on her. Family disown her. husband died in solvent, and she's about to lose her two sons. She was plunged into an unprecedented debt. Could have been subprime mortgage. If she has been living in our time, when they told you they will give you, they could have give you an arm rate mortgage or an adjustable rate mortgage, they didn't tell you they want both arms. She had no furniture to return, no land to give back, no money in the bank. We can only assume how she got there. Could have been plastic money, credit card like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discovery. It could have been poor budgeting. It could have been keeping up with the Joneses. It could have been just downright covetousness, maybe living beyond her means. Poor stewardship. All of these, or maybe none of these. Maybe just one of these or all of them can draw you to an ocean of death. Because all you have to do is swap the card and then you forget there is a payday coming soon. Sin is a death, and none of us in here are exempt from it. All we can do is cry, oh, to grace, or great the debtor. Daily arm constraint to thee. Let thy goodness, like a feather, bind to me closer, Lord, to thee. The hard-hearted Creole creditor threatened her to take her two sons as slaves to redeem his money. Just like the average wars in which we live, we don't know what's going on right now in Washington, D.C., but all we know that there's issue that will keep the church and state separate. But we live down here, so we have to deal with the world in which we live. So we need to be kind to one another. We need to know how to mix mercy with justice. There was a problem here. And I want to the debtor to remember what God says in his word. I'm in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 22, verse 22-24. This is what the Lord says. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. This is the word of God. This is not my word. Oh, we need to know how to take care of poor people, especially widows and fatherless child. I'm glad for the word of God. In it, you can find anything you need. Any situation in life, you can find it right here in the book, and it will tell you how to get back and how to get closer to the Lord. This story simply says that God is in control, no matter what you are going through, and that we all can make it. Jesus said, without me, we cannot do nothing. We have God, and because we have God, we have a majority. The woman said to Elisha, You know your servant, my dear husband, is dead. And he feared the Lord. So she said, can you help me, Brother Elisha? Her husband could have been one of the prophets that Jezebel has slain. If you read the 1 Kings 18, verse 4, Jezebel massacred the prophet of the Lord. So Elisha asked her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? This sounds like God talking to Moses at the burning bush. When God asks him, what do you have in your hand? He didn't say, lady, let's go down to the poor fund, or let's go to the food bank. Even let's check with the Acts chapter 4 that we have here in Brooklyn. Or check with community service. Or let's go to the bank to see if I can borrow some more money to get you in deeper debt. All this lady had was a little jar of oil. She was poorer than the widow of Zarephath, because at least she has some meal and some oil. But poverty is not an obstacle in the presence of Almighty God. And I serve a risen God that is more that's very powerful. And poverty is not a disgrace. My Bible said, the poor you will have with you always. God will and can use anything that we have to his own glory, because man's calamity is God's opportunity to do his thing. God entered her experience when her sorrow was heaviest and her outlook was the darkest. In Psalm 68, verse 5, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. In Exodus 20, verse 6 says, he shows mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. The psalmist says in Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendant begging bread. In Psalm 103, verse 17 says, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus was out there healing all kind of disease. He had the 5,000 men. He had fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And he said to the disciple, what do you have? A couple of loaves and a couple of fish. He tell them to sit down, move with compassion. Jesus fed them. Elisha's comment to this woman is rather strange. I am in a book of 2 Kings chapter 4. Hear what the brother says to this woman. She says, the man is going to take away my two sons. And he said to her in verse 3, go borrow the vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, do not borrow just a few. And you will say, borrow again? She's already in debt. But God's ways are not our way. Borrow was simply an exercise of her faith. Think big, he said, don't borrow just 5 or 10. Do not borrow just a few. Get a whole lot of vessels. from all around you. What I like about God, what he says with Ellen White says, is that his thought is higher than our thought. And it can reach our ideal in most of the time. So don't you stay here out there in the lowest level. Go as far as you can go. Reach for the stars. Do not limit God. And then he said, bow some empty vessels. God can't use you when you're already full of you. Go bow some empty vessel. That's what the Bible said, bow some empty vessel. God knew that she was in debt, but God was not interested only on her debt. He was interested in her faith. A lot of time, people ask, we just give without praying for them. I'm part of the Acts chapter 4. Sometimes we need to let people exercise their faith before we give. Can you imagine this lady going in the neighborhood, asking for vessels? Go to Sister A house. Do you have any vessels? Can I borrow some? Go to Sister B house. Do you have any empty vessel? Can I borrow some? Or go to the next neighbor. And pretty soon, the world will spread. And now we have Facebook. We have Snapchat. We have emails. And people will say, what's wrong with this lady? She just knocked on my door asking for empty vessel. And the news will spread. And thinking that this lady is out of her mind. I want to tell you, if God asks you to keep the Sabbath, God asks you to change your diet, anything that God asks you to do, do it. Because the entire life is a sacrifice. Don't worry about what anybody says. Just do what God says. Despite the criticisms, because some will only see empty vessel, this woman saw redemption in what she was doing. And we all need a similar faith. We need a faith that knows and believes that God Almighty will supply all our need. The problem with us is that we want God to supply our every greed. It's not greed, it's need. Here are the instructions, they are simple, because this woman was in a crisis. The poverty that struck her was like Jericho and impregnable wall, and they could be struck down only by faith and trust in Almighty God. I am happy inside my heart, because greater is he that's inside of you than he that outside of them. I want to go to the book of Kings, verse 4. I want you to read what the brother says in verse 4. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. The prophet anticipated our Lord when far gave it to him. Hear what Jesus says. I am in the book of Matthew 6, verse 6. This is what Jesus says. Get in inside your house, close the door, and pray to the Almighty God. And God who sees you in secret will reward you openly. When you pray, go into your room and you have shut the door. Oh my God, more things are done with prayer than the world ever dream of. I want to ask you a question this morning. During the O.J. Simpson trial, He had a pair of shoes called Bruno Magli inside of his house. When they went to the house, when the police went to the house, they found the footprint of the Bruno Magli on the walkway. When I woke this morning, the expert can find my footprint here. I'm wondering if I go to your house, will I find some knee prints where you talk to him morning, evening? My friend, all you have to do is push, pray until something happened. She prayed until something happened. Do you remember Anna? Went down to the house, she was praying, and Samuel said, "Woman, are you drunk?" And Anna answered, "I'm not drunk. I'm just talking to the Lord." Then he said to her, "Bless you, my sister, and may the Lord give you the desire of your heart." And the Bible says when she got down where she lives, she sung, "I am having a baby. I am having a baby." And people thought that she was crazy, because at her age, she couldn't have a baby. Oh, if we can only pray. God have a thousand ways to helping us in which we don't know the first one yet. This is what Jesus says. You can ask anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. And your joy may be filled, may be full. God wants us to be happy. I don't know, sometimes you come to church, you see some people with mule face. You see when you pray, your Father which art in heaven, especially when you use his son name, the Almighty God just slide on the edge of the seat of his throne and listen, especially when you use the name of Jesus Christ, his personal savior to us. And you say, "Lord, our Father who art in heaven, I need some help now." My God knows that he can open some doors for you. No matter what door that closed. He said, "Ask so your joy may be full." You see, when you call in the name of Jesus, some name you call like Bill Gates, Rockefeller, Walton, they open doors of finances. Einstein, he opened door of science. When you start calling name like Beethoven, he opened doors of music. But when you fall on your knees and call on the name of Jesus, I want you to know he opened the windows of heaven. He forgive, he reconcile, he bring prosperity, sanctification, holiness come down upon you, and hell doors are closed. Jesus said, "Just use my name." Oh, it's nice to use the name of Jesus. It's a saving name. It's a powerful name. It's a supply name. The Bible says the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. God glories his undertaking. She went in the house and the priest said, first thing you do is pray. And I wish we do that all the time. And then he says, pour the oil and fill up the empty vessels. When all these vessels are full, I don't care what you said, she didn't just say thank you. Yet, I can see that woman jumping up and down for joy. It got so good, she said to her son, bring me yet another vessel. And the son said, mama, we got no more. I gave you the last one. When the boy said, mama, no more, and the Bible said, the oil ceased. You see, it's not because there were no more oil, but because there were no more vessels. It's not that the vessels of Almighty God were depleted. It's because there were no more vessels. As long as there's empty vessels in Brooklyn, the need for the Holy Spirit, God has enough for you. Watch this. She could not manufacture the oil, but she could pour it. Something called human divine relationship. God is not going to work without you. You're going to have to want him. And if you want, he will take you and we will walk alongside of you. I said, my God is a good God. The oil sees. All we need to do is try our relationship with my God. My God will satisfy our every needs. And then he said, when you finish with that, I want you to go and sell it and leave on the rest. Because the mission impossible become accomplished. I want you to know, at that time, oil was very hot commodity. It's not for no reason that they use oil here. I want you to know another thing that I, after I spoke to a pastor, the lady did not have a lot of oil, you know. It was a little flacon or bottle of oil. She did not have a lot of oils. But this is the way our Lord works. He can turn anything, any small thing, into a big thing. She made all the claims of the creditor. God took care of her yesterday death. The son were a living witness. They were out of bondage because of a gift from God. For God so loved the world that he gave the only son. Life is a gift to us. We cannot earn it. We can't win it. It's a gift. We cannot give God anything in exchange. We must receive it as a gift or do without it. The same oil paid her debt that was yesterday. Then you must take the same oil to buy your own stuff, present, leave to the, of the rest for the rest of your life of what left. So that yesterday, today, tomorrow, is cared for. Isn't that nice? That how God treats us. He doesn't only take care of you right now. He take care of you of your yesterday. Take care of you now and the future. Because God gave to this woman nothing she has never experienced before. And in her life, she has stripped off everything. Everything that she processed. Brothers and sisters, life might snatch away your health. Life might take away your job, your money, your son, your precious, you may feel rejected, crushed, broken heart, foreclosure taking away your house, and only leave you with Jesus. That's all you need. That's enough. But God told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient. And God who sits behind closed door may be a help to you. And use your little jar of oil. God can do any of that you are required of him. With faith believing, hear what the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 8. God says, close the door and talk to me in secret. I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. What a wonderful God we serve. What he opens, no one can close. And what he closed, no one can open. So look for the open doors. looks after the door is closed. If the creditors come, look for an open door. If the bill pile up high and the funds are low, look for an open door. If you are stretched and discouraged, look for an open door. Don't look at the creditor all around you. Look to heaven. God says, I will create an open door. God will make a way somehow. Listen, church. Whatever, no exception, whatever, however difficult, God will open a door for you. Each of us must come to the place in our experience when we recognize that that what saves us is our faith, is not our work. According to your faith, be unto you, we need to get that ingredient in our life. We need to trust God sufficiently. God will make a way for us out of our problems in the home. God will make a way for you. Don't have to worry about the condition that prevailing around you. Don't worry about social security if you're about to retire. Or you'll be in layoff, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I'm grateful that God never uses the same experience for me, for you, because God has a thousand ways for helping us, of which we don't know the first one. That God Almighty uses his glory to save us. I have a verse for you before I see it. I'm in a book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, that means it does not produce no fig, nor fruit be on the vine, that means no grapes. Though the labor of the olive tree may fail, I don't have no oil, and the field yield no food, mean no potatoes, no banana, no corn. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, that's mean no goat, no cow, no chicken, and there be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Somebody knows in this house there's a God up in glory who take care of us moment by moment. And I don't care what you have, what you don't have. If all you have is the Lord Jesus Christ, that is enough. Every Sabbath when we come to the house of God to worship, to hear a word from the Lord, the word is simple. This God is not in a place so complex that you cannot get him. When the woman with the issue of blood came to him, he said, woman, your faith had made you whole. When they let the sick man down on the roof into the presence of Jesus, the Bible says, when he saw their faith, when the man got cleansed after he'd been at the pool of Bethesda for years, and Jesus told him, your faith. And when we get over Jordan Banks in the presence of the Almighty, the Bible says they overcome him by the blood of the lambs and by the testimony. This morning, all we need to do is to believe in Jesus. It's simple. It's not complex. Don't worry about all the wars and rumors of wars around you. As you can see when you turn the radio and watch the TV and read the news, all Jesus asks us to do, he says, be ye also ready for in time like this. So I want to ask you this morning in the house of the Almighty God, having seen the life of this woman, with all her issues, and all that was rewarded was her faith. We don't know anything else about her, but we can conclude that whatever God fixed, it never needs a repair job again. When God saves you, you don't have to ask anybody, am I saved? You are saved. So I wonder this morning, are there any faithful men and women, young and old, in the house of God today, that you can look God in his face and say, my God, I'm asking you as a disciple just to increase my faith, so my relationship with my Savior will be light in fellowships. So is there anybody here who has this desire? I'm going to ask you to stand so we can pray. So when he comes, we'll find you faithful, waiting for him. God is not at a place where we cannot reach him. His hand is not too short to deliver us. All we need to do is to trust him. He says, test me. He said, test me, and I will come true for you. All we need to do is have faith in him. And this is what happened to this woman. She had faith in the Lord. And because of her faith, she was delivered. Church, the God we serve is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. He's still on his throne, no matter what you're going through. I know it's heavy out there. When we look around us, what's going on, we can thank God that we can still come to church peacefully and worship the Lord. There's a lot of places they don't have this luxury to come to church. Some people have to hide to go to church. While we are still in peace, let us increase our faith. Let us press on and go forward with the word of God. And his word is assured. We can trust him. He's a God who cannot lie. He will never lie to us. He said he will see us through. Let us stand this morning as we exercise our faith in the Lord. We serving a God who cares for us. He's been taking care of us. He's been seeing us through. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for the clarity of your word. We thank you that this morning that you implant faith and trust in your children and grant them power to be overcomers. Bless this congregation today. Release your house with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That heaven redeemer is our older brother, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Fulfill our every need, dear God, our Father in Jesus Christ. And when you come, find us faithful. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can be standing. Instead of 303. Trust and obey.
Walk with the Lord in the light of faith. We turn on our way.
590.
Do this good will in the light of the Spirit. We trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can, not a the sky, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a sign or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toll he doth wish we bear. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay. For his favor he shows, and the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says he will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy is Jesus but to trust and obey.
Please bow your heads and close your eyes for the benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Dismiss us, Lord, with blessings we pray, as from thy worship we go our ways. Guide in life's conflicts all through the day, save in thy kingdom, thine be the praise.
just want to remember the ladies to please stay back for a short meeting.